The former Soviet bloc nations are moving away from religious freedom. Displaced Christians in Orissa, India are getting government attention. And Sudanese refugees are planning to return to the country they fled from as children. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and now Kyrgyzstan have all passed very restrictive religion laws. Unfortunately, the future of the evangelical church in the former Soviet Union doesn't look very bright. Russian ministry Sergei Rakhuba lived under communism.
I'm very much concerned that the entire region will develop the same anti-evangelical, anti-mission, anti-Western strategy in order to limit the evangelical ministry there. So that will definitely make the spread of the gospel more difficult.
According to Rakhuba, these laws won't stop the local church.
It will be harder. It will be more difficult. It will be a lot more risk involved in it. But I'm sure that ministry will continue and the truth will prevail anyway and the God's kingdom will be expanded.
But they need training. Russian Ministry's Schools Without Walls program is designed to work in these situations. Your generous support is needed. Meanwhile, relief camps for believers in Orissa, India have been shut down. According to a recent Voice of the Martyrs report, Christians were given minimal protection and compensation as refugee camps closed. Although some were given a small portion of money, it's not enough. Most Christians have nowhere to go after losing everything to Hindu extremist attacks that began in August. VOM continues to provide aid and support to believers as they can, but ask you to pray. You're listening to Mission Network News. MNN's Ruth Kramer wraps up her compassion trip to Uganda.
I've been anticipating this day for almost a year now. Today I had the opportunity to meet my sponsor child, Misak Shakandwa, who shares a birthday with my 10-year-old son. He told me what he loves about compassion.
They teach them on spiritual issues.
After seeing how much Hope Compassion International brings to children like Misak, the reality of the global financial problems and food crisis made me wonder exactly how hard they would hurt the sponsorship programs. The project we visited today was in the slums of Makere. Once a literal den of thieves, the church and Compassion have used the gospel to make a transformation in the areas they touch. There are 272 kids at that project. 266 are sponsored. Project director Dorothy Mwanda says five children lost their U.S. sponsors at the end of 2008 because of the financial crisis in America. For now, those five remain in the program, hoping daily for a new sponsor. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Kampala, Uganda.
Meanwhile, after years of warfare and genocide, the country of Sudan's in even greater need of the gospel. Five students from Sudan, now enrolled at Cornerstone University's Grand Rapids Theological Seminary, are prepared to meet that need.
Sudan's needs are huge, but one of the key ways that the church has identified for them to address these needs is by having better educated pastors and leaders.
GRTS professor David Livermore says these students have risen to the challenge. Although they've been living in Michigan for several years now, the five students plan to return to Sudan in order to spread the gospel by multiplying their training.
When they return, they're going to be part of establishing a ministry training school in Sudan to offer ministry training to a number of other pastors and leaders there.
The ministry training will be done in conjunction with SIM International. The students will leave by December 2010 to stay in Sudan for at least 2 years. Pray for their safety and for effectiveness in their ministry. And believers from North and South Vietnam were brought together for the first time at a recent Partners International training conference. Leaders were struggling to engage their congregation in weekly sermons, as most Vietnamese women can't read or write. At the Partners Conference, women leaders learned creative ways to present the gospel through drama and music and enjoyed encouraging fellowship. Pray for growth and edification of Vietnamese believers through these teaching methods. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is recruiting prayer partners. We need people who believe in the power of prayer, who will commit to praying over each MNN news story every day. Will you commit? Go to missionnetworknews.org, enter your email address at the bottom of the page, and we'll send you five stories every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.